never give up. By Nargis Yaqub. Have you ever been in situations when you felt like no matter how hard you tried, things just did not seem to work for you? At that time, did you feel like the whole world has turned against you, and you are all alone? Did you want to just hide under the covers and never get up? We have all felt this way at some point in our lives, but the fact that you are reading this post means you know how to read and, most important, you are alive. It proves that whatever it was that let you down, did not destroy you. Why? Because you did not give up. Life is a journey, full of tests and trials, which come our way only to make us stronger and smarter. It is up to us to decide how to overcome the obstacles and learn from them. Many famous and successful people in the world were not born that way. They became successful through their struggles and accomplishments, because they did not give up. If they can do it, why can't we? I will give you a few examples. Who doesn't know Walt Disney? Would you believe that Disney was fired by a newspaper editor because he lacked imagination and had no good ideas? Today, Disney rakes in billions from merchandise, movies and theme parks around the world, because of his imagination and creative ideas. Another familiar name is Oprah Winfrey. Oprah was fired from her job as a television reporter because she was unfit for TV. Today she is one of the most iconic faces on TV as well as one of the richest and most successful women in the world. On a personal note, I am not as famous as Disney or Oprah, but I have had my share of obstacles and situations when I thought nothing was going right. I was not able to go to university after high school because of various obstacles that came in my way after I finished high school. I thought my life was ruined at that time, with no light in sight. With the motivation and help of my parents, I kept pushing through, and then got the opportunity to immigrate to Canada, an unknown new world and into a new family. It was very challenging and it felt like starting from scratch, but I took that as a blessing. I put my past behind me, went to college, graduated multiple times and built a career which I am passionate about. I learned to take every opportunity I got to grow and develop, and most important, I was determined to never give up. Next time you're feeling down about your failures, at work or in your personal life, keep these real-life examples in mind. Ask yourself, what would I tell my son or daughter if they were feeling down and defeated? Would you tell them to give up or would you encourage them to never give up? Remember, sometimes success tastes better when you have failure as an appetizer. I will leave you with the words of Nelson Mandela. The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Have you gone through an experience where you felt like giving up? What made you keep going? What advice do you give your loved ones when they are feeling down and defeated? Share in the comments section below. You may inspire someone who is on the verge of giving up.